Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
I think there's a lot left there for him in terms of growth. I think he sees the field better now than he did even 2 years ago. I can't speak before then. Right. I can just speak to how he sees the field based on what we're doing offensively. And I like how we played in pads the first couple days. It's been hot. It's been hard on those guys. If it's hard on anybody, it's the big guys up front. But that's what we're here for. And we're here to get ourselves in football shape. And you only do that by playing football.
Just focus on reading his keys and footwork. His stuff is just fundamental, man. Just when offense changes the picture, are my feet right or are my eyes right? And he's focused on that. He's in here all the time. I would say just really just hone in and focus on the important things. Like, I think my first year, you got so much going on in your mind. You got fundamentals, you got scheme. You're trying to just keep your head above water on all the different responsibilities you have. So now I'm used to that. Now I'm just focusing in on the guys building that chemistry together, man.
Zach Orr, Ravens defensive coordinator, year two on the job, talking about the difference between a year ago at this time, unproven, never called plays, eyes on him. Then the defense starts off slowly. Dean Pease was brought in, tweakage to the lineup. A lot of things that turned the defense around, went from one of the worst, especially in the secondary, most questionable defenses in the league, to one of the best heading into the postseason. And, Vinny, you've been out of camp, off today, by the way, are the Ravens, and you have seen Zach Orr. Is there a difference at least in presence? I mean, he's loud and he's a rambunctious guy. We get that. Former player, of course, but do you see a guy that seems more comfortable in the role than he was last year when he was replacing a guy that one got a head coaching job?
Yeah, you know what, Bob? I've never talked to Zach Orr, so I don't really know Zach, but he looks like a confident guy. And you, the way you hear all the other coaches talk about him, you know, they have faith and confidence in him. So, and you hear the players talk about him. So I'm guessing in the meeting rooms and stuff, and then when he talks to the whole defense, they respect the guy. So there's respect there. You know, and I guess probably the thing that didn't help him last year, Bob, was number one, he was a rookie. And number two, there was three coaches on there that got fired, you know, that were there their first year, and then they got fired, you know, right after the season. So he didn't have a good complement of assistants, it sounds like. So now, you know, he's much more comfortable. You got Chuck Pagano who's there, you know, and it's kind of funny is that all of a sudden, what's the best area that they have now? The secondary. And it's kind of Chuck's deal. But they, I mean, they got good players too, but, sure. You know, Chuck is bringing them along. And, you know, there's, he should feel good because he really doesn't have any holes. And they look like, I mean, they're a confident, cocky. The reason I say cocky is because they're very aggressive out there. They can run. They act like they know they're good on defense. And I think Zach, and that probably comes from Zach and their meetings and stuff. So I like where they're at defensively. I just think they're extremely fast, Bob. I think they're extremely fast on defense, and they are so much better in the secondary than they were last year at any time, just talent-wise, and guys that can play the ball in the air. That's the biggest thing is they got a lot of guys that can play the ball. They got a lot of guys that can do a lot of things, and they got a lot of guys that are good blitzers. And I think, and we've heard Harb say it a bunch of times, we're blitzing defense, and they're going to come at Bob, they're going to light up 11, and they're going to be coming, and this guy's coming, that guy's coming, this guy's not coming. They're going to be a very aggressive, and I think that'll be, I think Zach, you know, I think he's going to be comfortable calling that kind of game.
Also heard Zach Ward talking about Trenton Simpson in year three on the job, and we heard was Roquan Smith talking about his physical presence, like Holyfield Ken Norton Sr.
Yeah.
Physique out there, and that's great. But old Dick Vitale, Al McGuire, airport guys look good getting off the plane. But how are they looking when they get on the field? And last year for Trenton Simpson, I would say he was handed the starting job. I guess he was.
Yeah.
But now it's his to lose again. Is he more equipped, Benny, to keep the job than he was last year when he ultimately lost the job?
Well, I think the reason he lost the job was more, you know, the mental aspects of it. That's the biggest thing. I mean, you know, it's nice that he's bigger and stronger and all that, but I'm guessing he's going to play a lot in the preseason, I would guess. And then we got to see his read and react. We got to see, you know, is he a step late? Those kind of things. You know, mentally, you know, physically, the dude looks awesome. Now, mentally, can he handle it mentally? What's the football IQ? And that's what we've got to see. You know, we've got to see him, you know, like when you're watching and you see Roquan, I said, damn, how'd Roquan get to the ball? You know, I mean, he's got natural instincts. And the only way that we've seen Simpson do that is when they call him to blitz and then he's doing. So we'll see. We'll see in the preseason. Otherwise, they don't, you know, Hummel. I don't think you want Hummel being a starter or Buchanan probably being a starter. They're more special teams guys right now. So there would be a lot of Kyle Hamilton be playing there, down there and stuff. You know, a lot of DBs. If you're putting your best guys on the field, Bob, your DBs and your D-line are your best players other than Roquan.
It's been 88.1057, the Fan Featured Artist Friday. That reveal, if you missed it yesterday, coming up here in a matter of minutes. Todd Monken talked about the state of the O-line now that the pads are on. And, you know, left guard up for grabs. Andrew Voorhees was the leader in the clubhouse after what? Week and a half of training camp and less than a week now from the preseason opener. Is he still the leader at that spot?
He and my man, Ben Cleveland, they alternate every day. So I guess it's going to be determined by preseason games because I like what I think Voorhees got a natural punch and he's a better athlete than Cleveland. Cleveland's a big, big bodied guy. You know, that is limited athletically. Now, yesterday at practice, Bob, it was humid. Real, because, you know, it stormed. Then it was sunny, and it was humid. And Cleveland and Filele both had some issues with the heat yesterday. I mean, hot, cold towels on their neck over there with the trainer and stuff.
That's 3 days in a row dealing with that, too, in pads and that humidity. I'm not making excuses for
it. Yeah, but it's funny, Bob. The day that they don't have the pads on is the day...
Right.
You know, that they're over there with the trainer. So, and I just, it's, you know what, it's hard to tell with the O-line because, like, in the run stuff, you really can't knock anybody off the ball, push them, you know, do those kind of things because you don't want to get low. You don't want to get in guys' legs. You don't want to hurt other people. So, it's totally advantage defense, you know, like sustaining blocks and stuff. There's not a lot of sustained blocks, you know, with the offensive linemen right now, just because it's not live, you know. So they're doing their initial hit, and then they let them go, and then the defense, you know, then like it's like, damn, you got no gain on that one. So you know, it's hard to really tell, but when they do the one-on-one stuff, Ronnie Stanley's had the best camp of all of them. probably him and Linderbaum probably have been, you know, but Ronnie, I haven't seen Ronnie get beat.
And we open the show with Todd Monken talking about number 8, Lamar Jackson. This will be his third year working with Lamar. And he talked about how he's evolved as a passer. And look, Lamar already had an MVP under his belt, more as a combo runner thrower. And then had a couple injury plague seasons, unfortunately. And then Monken comes in, he wins MVP his first year, should have won it last year. But, you know, he can only, and he even said, I can only speak from what I've seen. And he's grown exponentially, throw that in there, in the last couple of years. So, I mean, he's coming off 41 touchdowns, four picks. I mean, geez, Louise.
Bob, you know what's kind of crazy is, I mean, we've seen him improve. I mean, Bob, how about when he's first starting out, his finger was always on the tip of the ball, and his ball always fluttered. Remember, like he never threw a real tight spiral. And now, you know, he holds it. You know, he doesn't have the tip on the end of the his finger on the tip of the ball. He throws a beautiful spiral. And I think he sees himself as a passer, you know, a legitimate passer that I'd read. And we kind of saw it last year where he doesn't want to take off and run. He wants to throw the football. But he can make every throw that there is. I mean, he got all pissed off yesterday because he overthrew Cunningham and the ball got tipped and Kane intercepted, you know, and he threw his helmet and he was upset. But I see, you know, especially like when they're doing blitz and, you know, all the time, the defense, he doesn't panic at all. There is no panic in his game. He's always under control, and he always has a feel. I mean, he made a beautiful throw yesterday. Bob, he's like looking. Henry's running a flat out there or swing, you know, and I think it was a tight end was kind of running it in. He looks out at Henry to take the linebacker out and then throws it back inside with like a no look, kind of like a Patrick Mahomes say. It was beautiful. It was beautiful play. Beautiful throw by Lamar. And, you know, like yesterday, he didn't have any of his receivers. There was no, you know, nobody was out there. And he was making some nice throws. You know, some of the times, you know, like the timing's not there on outcuts and stuff or he overthrows them because, you know, Bateman does it this way kind of thing. But I thought he had a good day throwing it other than the one that he overthrew.
Ravens are off today. Joint practice with the Colts coming up Tuesday after one winning drive. Preseason opener next Thursday. NFL season started last. Now we get into that during the whip around. But you know who Taron Vavra is, Nolan?
I do.
Want to get reintroduced because he's getting called up today in Chicago.
We're going to have a lot of roster moves today.
You know who Dietrich Enns is?
He's not from Detroit.
From Detroit.
The Enns of the road, but Dietrich Enns. And then we got Geraldo coming back, among others. The Orioles trade deadline yesterday for Major League Baseball. Mike Elias, boy, was he busy. What I don't understand, and we'll come back and take your phone calls about this, because on social media, mainly Facebook, I've seen a lot of people in the ambulance. Outside of Brian Baker and maybe Ramon Arias, everyone that was traded over the last couple of days was expected to be traded. So what I'm asking you, and you can go F. Elias and F. Rubenstein. I don't know why he's taking some hits. I mean, he's just got to stay in out of things. Let his GM do his job. Isn't that what we want the owners to do?
Yep.
Let the paid professionals do what you pay them to do. Why are people losing their minds? Cedric Mullins, who we appreciate and we talked about, he's going to be an Oriole Hall of Famer, and we hope he goes to the World Series with the New York Mets. And if he can't do it, then Laureano and O'Hearn will do it for the San Diego Padres. They've all leveled up. Orioles will see Kittredge maybe tonight, or this afternoon, rather, out at Wrigley Field. Why are people losing their minds over what happened yesterday? What did you expect to get? The top three prospect in baseball, like the A's did, because they traded an all-star and one of their starting pitchers and others involved in the deal. These guys were as good as gone for months. Andrew Kittredge, yes, he was controllable. But once bullpen helped Nolan, as we've discussed a billion times, once things started to play out the way that they did, you knew he was going to be available. I would have liked to have seen Laureano stay, personally, But you're cashing in on a guy who's having a career year. And the Orioles got high marks for the trade with the Padres. They got two of their top six prospects, four of their top 20, all of whom were drafted just last year. So why the meltdown? Cedric Mullins, was he a fan favorite? Hell yeah, he was. It's a harsh business. Hey, Eddie Murray was traded. You know what I mean? Mike Mussina left as a free agent. I mean, the Orioles have lost guys before. Frank Robinson was traded. It happens. Does it suck? Sure. But for those acting like it's an unexpected turn of events and somehow they were going to change, no. O'Hearn was as good as gone when he had a great April and May. They're in last place with these guys. Charlie Morton, someone, I'll throw myself in this, we wanted gone at the end of May. Now, I don't know what they're getting from Detroit in return. But boy, did they reload the prospect list or what? What, six of the guys they traded yesterday moved in their top 30 prospects? Mike Elias replenished the farm system. That being said, the reason they had to do that, because he did a crap job last offseason building the team. He didn't do a very good job building on back-to-back playoff seasons. So he created this mess. Now he's trying to clean it up. I know we got to get a break clock integrity, Nolan. But now you got these magic beans that are added to the equation. And a lot of these players may never see an Orioles uniform. But some of these players might be tradable chips in the offseason because he's going to have to restack the roster. Get to know number 94 or number 106 because there's going to be a lot of unknown dudes playing for the Orioles in the final 2 months of the season. Now, it's up to Manzolino and the young vets that are on the team to maintain. And we've seen the offense be capable now that pretty much everyone's back. For the most part, pitching's going to suck. But then again, if you look at the stats, they've sucked there all year long. Mike Elias, you created the mess. This was his first step, I guess, into trying to clean it up. So he's going to have to finally trade some prospects, and he's done it before. I mean, saw the trade to get Burns, the trade to got Trevor Rogers, who's pitching tonight. But he's going to have to dig deeper. And most important, at least as I see it, is he capable of digging deep into Rubenstein's wallet to bring in some reinforcements? Because right now, what do the Orioles have, 34 players on their 40-man roster? I mean, they have enough people for tonight's game. We'll come back, take your phone calls. 410-583-1057. Orioles got an F by what they did, not based on the trades yesterday, but why they put themselves in this position. CBS Sports did it. Athletic gave an A. Gabe Lax, who we'll talk to later, he gave him a B+. So come on. It's a joy of the wave, right? I don't know.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Run DMC.
Run DMC.
Damn.
Chosen by the people. All right. I like this song. My Adidas. It's not my Adidas, but we were talking about Nolan's Adidas. By the way, anyone out there that can buy Nolan a pair of Adidas, he'd be greatly. What size you wear?
11.
Nolan's Adidas.
They're falling apart. The problem with my Adidas is I fall in love with them, and then I can't find another pair that specifically meets that specification. Like, shoe technology moves way too fast for me. When I find a pair of shoes I like, I guess I got to buy three pairs because I just want to wear that pair forever.
Right.
But the new style of shoe, I can't stand it. Like, you know, just give me a classic look.
Yeah, I'm more of the plain.
I like white
or black. You know what I mean? I don't need a bunch of fancy colors. Mm-mm. But, you know, you have to. I'm going to give you some advice off the air about how to multiply your shoe game. Because I've learned a new trick, but I don't want to share it with the people.
Patzos.
Well, that's a good one. But I can't say because they're not sponsors, if you dig where I'm coming from. But anyway, Ravens off today. Orioles are back on the diamond. Shorthanded, I guess, but Trevor Rogers is on the hill. Hey, what you're going to see tonight against Chicago, until they get to the bullpen, is what next year might look like. Mike Elias, you're on the clock. You created this mess, and yesterday was his first step to cleaning it up. Why people are stunned at some of the trades, it just stuns me. Have you not been paying attention? Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, thanks for holding. What's up?
Happy Friday, fellas.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Happy Friday. I'm going to say this. Y'all know I've been extra critical of the Orioles over the years. But what I would say this, it was all expected. I don't know why the fake, you know, outrage that we see on Twitter and as we see on Facebook. I mean, it is what it is. You know, I mean, I believe they did the players that they traded a favor. The Padres, they may very well win the pennant. I love how aggressive they are day in and day out, day in and year out when it comes to trying to put together a championship piece. So you have one prominent Oriole, one homegrown Oriole, and two adopted Orioles that are on the Padres now. So I guess, you know, if the season kind of pretty much being a wash, it's kind of a, you know, you can, you know, root for them a little bit. But what I will say is I want to see Dylan Beavers up. You know what I mean? I want to see these prospects. Why not? For some reason, we know why, wink, wink, Vasayo has not been called up yet. But let's see what happens when it comes to it. And also, Benny, I'm going to leave you with this as I hang up the phone. For the Ravens, what you see with Isaiah Likely, like how you played receiver, you've been around the NFL and football long, and I've been alive. So how do you see that lingering injury, you know, coming into play during the season, especially being the fact that this is his contract year, and he may not want to risk a Les Frank or, you know, or some type of, you know, well, for all the Achilles injuries that you've seen in the NBA. You don't want to risk that kind of sort of that thing. So I want to get your thoughts on that. Y'all fellas have a good one.
All right, Ray, have a great weekend.
Yeah, right. I asked my wife last night about it, you know, and she said, hey, he's a pro athlete, probably be back in 4 to 5, you know, he's got a chance to be back 4 to 5 weeks. And, you know, I mean, if it Liz Frank and it's surgery, I think they put a screw in it or, you know, type thing. I'm guessing he's going to be fine. The thing is, I don't know if maybe it takes a little longer because he plays a position that, you know, you got to plant, you got to drive, you got to cut, that, you know, putting pressure on your foot is a big part of everything that you do. So I don't think he'll have a relapse or anything, but make sure that he's totally healthy before, you know, if it takes, you know, into the third game of the season, fine. You know, they've got enough people that can get through, but just make sure he's healthy because the thing you don't want, he hurries back, goes out to Buffalo game, makes a great play and makes a cut, and they go, oh, he's down, you know, and then he's out 6 more weeks. You know, just get him totally healthy first because at the start of the season, they got enough guys.
And we understand, too, that he's in the walk year of his deal. But even if he misses 4 games, comes back, plays 13, and plays like he has the last 2 years, he's good.
Yeah.
He's still exhibiting the skills that a lot of teams are going to be wanting in the offseason. And Ray, Mike Elias meeting with the media as we speak, as a matter of fact. You mentioned Dylan Beavers. Mike Elias said he hopes Samuel Vasayo and Dylan Beavers make their debuts later this season. Got 2 months left, so it's happening. I'm guessing before the next couple of weeks are over. He also said that elbow surgery back on the table for Grayson Rodriguez.
No.
Why not just get the bleeping thing done?
Why didn't they do
back
it?
Exactly. Now he's looking for seventh. Here, you want an opinion? Get the elbow surgery. Now you're going to miss this year and all of next year.
I mean, Bob, and I think you said it, like when he was going for his third opinion. You know what it's because you didn't like one and two. You're going to somebody that you hope says, well, just do this. No, you've been to two experts already. Say you need the surgery. Just go ahead. Get it. I wish they would have done it as soon as he got hurt. You knew it. I mean, you called it, way back when.
Well, yeah, he was throwing 98. Then like the next, this was what, early March? Because we were talking about it on the air. Hey, Grayson, how you dealing? And then you're like, nah, velo dropped like 6 miles an hour. And then we haven't seen from him since. He hasn't thrown a pitch for the Orioles in over a year. So elbow surgery back on the table. And Rodriguez just met with the media a couple weeks ago, Camden Yards, insisted it's the lat. Elbow's cool. Not really. Come back, take your phone calls. Next, Jonas Schaefer talks about the first week and a half of Ravens training camp. Whip around 11:15. And if you want to lambaste Elias, we're listening. You want to praise him, we're listening too. I'm somewhere in between. He created the mess. Yesterday was the first step to trying to clean it up. Can he clean it up, though? There's the big question.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cubs right now are one of the best teams in the National League. Andrew Kittredge. Now on the ball club. Birds right now, 7.5 out of the wild card. Last place in the American League East. Tampa's kind of fallen into also-ran status as they've struggled. And we'll get into all the trades and that good stuff with Gabe Lax coming up at 12:30. Rich Dubroff later in the show. And obviously, Ribbit Air with Ryan coming up at noon. But people want to vent or praise? I don't know where you're going. Bob, Andy, Vinny, Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Let's go to Baltimore, Rashawn. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey. Fellas, how y'all doing?
Good. All right. What's up?
What a day, man. well, in 8 hours, man, we had a flight to Chicago, right? You know, so we've been planning this trip before the season started, man. We just wouldn't expect it. The Orioles to be in last place and just sold off most of their team, man, a lot of their vets. But Dustin was complaining about it, man. He said he don't want to go no more.
No, like, man, come on, dude. They could be playing the Savannah Bananas, and I'd go. Just as you've been there. You and I ran into each other a couple years ago.
Yeah, just go
to Wrigley Field just for Wrigley Field.
Yeah, you'll have a blast there.
Well, he's been there.
I told him, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there 2 years ago, man. I told him, man.
Is Dustin going with you?
Well, he just said that he was thinking about not going.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was just drunk talking mess last night, man. But he's going, man. You know, I told him it's Colbert and women up in Wrigleyville. So, you know, he ain't going to miss that.
Definitely is that.
Yeah, he might have a little attitude most of the trip, you know, but he'd be on the edge, but he'll get over it.
All right, let's get to the point. You're not running hot over yesterday, or are you?
I was, but now I realize, you know, like a lot of people looking at this as with the football eyes, you know, they want the instant gratification. You know, once you sign a play, they want the person to come in right away. Like it's a marathon. It's not a sprint, man. You got to be patient. Because years now, you know, 2-3 years, you know, this stuff is going to pay off. So we're in it for the long haul. So, you know, that's how I look at it. You know, like, you know, we got to, you know, Michael Eisen, the people give him a lot of crap. He, you know, he's a smart guy, man. He's a Yale graduate. You feel me? Like, I barely graduated, you know, Merville. So, hey, man, this guy.
Hey,
you know,
I was fourth in my GED class.
No, Bob, you went to Calvert Hall, though,
for
man.
For a year,
so,
I got thrown
you know.
Out.
Oh, you got thrown out.
Booted my dumb ass right out of there.
Right back to Patterson, huh?
Yes, I did. No doubt.
Yeah, but I'm optimistic. I'm looking forward to all the new guys we're going to see come up, like Basayo, the Beavers, and stuff like that. So,
it's soon, Rashawn. Yeah. Hey, Rashawn, we got to go, man. We got a ton of people. Have a safe trip to Chicago. Tell Dustin to stop crying. You plan the trip for months. Get out there. I mean, the Orioles are in last place with these guys. What do you think they're going to just go enjoy the game? Gunner's still there. Adley's there. Westberg's there, right?
There's a great video on Rashawn's Twitter, by the way. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Last night, Dustin saying he's going to knock Michael Elias out. It's
no
a classic. It's a classic Dustin rant.
But I like when Dustin, for those who don't know, gets himself into some jams, self-created. Boy. And he said to me, he goes, you know, all this stuff that Rashawn says on the air, it's not really true. Yeah, I'm kind of leaning towards. Probably it is. Let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, what's up?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Happy Friday.
Hey, Ryan.
Before I get to my topic about the Orioles, I want to give a big congratulations to a buddy of mine who I was fortunate enough to play some baseball with in high school, Mr. Tyler Locklear, getting traded to the Diamondbacks. I think this is going to be a great opportunity for him to really show what he can do. He's an extremely hard worker, great person, and he deserves it. So hopefully
he goes to the starting lineup, right?
Yeah, he's starting tonight for Arizona. I talked to Bobby Gimmel this morning. Bobby called me. We were talking about his probably future son-in-law.
Yeah, he was kind of roadblocked at Seattle. He did great his first time in the call-up last year, and then you know, Ty France got healthy and they sent him back down and they brought him up for another cup of coffee and he struggled. I think they kind of left a sour taste in the Seattle's mouth, but you know, he's been killing it at AAA. I think he has 350. He's hitting 355 with like 15 home runs since June 1st. So, you know, it was just a matter of time, and I'm glad he's going to a place that's going to give him an opportunity.
Yep, local kid. What else you got there, Ryan?
So in terms of the trade deadline, the only thing that I really was kind of upset about with everything, you know, the names, I knew that those guys were going to get traded. I just wish we got a little bit more in way of some major league ready guys. You know, we got the one veteran that we got from Detroit, but I was hoping maybe to get one.
What, 34?
One.
Yeah, go ahead,
Ryan. A little younger than Morton, but it's okay. He's getting close to his retirement, but yeah, I was hoping to get maybe one or two more back-end relief guys that we could just have to fill a roster spot. But the one thing that I've been thinking about is through this whole thing, you know, Michael Elias has already said that these prospects that he's trading for could also be used to package deals for future trades. But the other thing I'm thinking about is guys with like Laureano and Kittredge who had these options for next year. It could be in a way to open up some salary space for a big signing in the offseason. And that's what I'm giving Michael Elias the benefit of the doubt for, is I'm hoping he's going to use this open salary space to push that on the ownership, saying, hey, look, I just saved you a bunch of money in the trade deadline by getting these prospects that are hopefully going to be good in themselves, but also be able to open up some money to get a big free agent signing come the offseason.
All right, Ryan, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. I think Rubenstein's all in on that.
Yeah, I don't.
It's Mike Elias, Nolan. Is he a guy that is capable of spending the dough wisely and being prudent? Your roster's depleted. Your core group's still together. If guys are healthy and Grayson Rodriguez is not going to be one of them, if you're just tuning in, Mike Elias pretty much saying that in 2000. But who knows? Eflin might be part of the equation. Trevor Rogers, Kramer. I mean, there are guys that you can use, but you need to supplement in a big, big way. I don't know if Mike Elias is capable of spending money aggressively enough to fill holes that
you need. Well, that's the biggest problem here, because even without any moves at all at this deadline, there was enough money space, if you will. There was enough money cleared up. I don't really get that part of the equation at all, that yesterday's move somehow makes them more financially well off to go sign people. They were financially, they have one of the lowest payrolls in baseball. The hell are we talking about?
I'm just saying it's extra money.
Technically.
More is the most, you know what I mean?
You're not wrong about that. I'll give you that.
But we'll see. But Mike Elias, I don't know if he could do it. I'm skeptical.
No, quite frankly. Gotta be, because he hadn't.
Oh, let's not forget, they need to hire a manager, too. Unless Manzo leads the Orioles to a miraculous. You know, we were talking about it yesterday. The Tigers were five games under 500 at the trade deadline.
They guess had Skubal, too.
Guess who may, yeah, well, some guy, they don't have the offense the Orioles do. I don't know. I'm not buying it, by the way, but just, there is a chance. One in a million. Stick around for that. Whip around 11:15. Cool stuff happening in the world of Orioles history, so you don't want to miss that. And there's a disgruntled guy down in D.C. with the Commanders. And then we got a training camp report from Vinny. Get into that. And then ripping it with Ryan coming up at noon. Get his thoughts on all of these trades. Some of his buddies just got jettisoned. And then Gabe Lax, USA Today, he'll grade all the trades, not just from Baltimore's perspective. Minnesota traded everybody. They got last man standing, basically, with the Twins. And then Rich Dubroff later in the show. Get his thoughts on Baltimore and how the Orioles are going to field a roster as we expect Dylan Beavers to patrol the outfield and eventually Sammy Basayo to either back up catch or get his starts or play first base or bring the left-handed bat. With Ryan O'Hearn no longer part of the equation, the Orioles could use a left-handed stick, and he seems to fit the bill. Let's go to Al in North Carolina. Al, thanks for holding. What's up?
Absolutely, guys. I'm not sure why all of the negative. You know, when Elias didn't make trades, he got heat for not making trades. Now that he's making trades, he's getting. I look at it this way. I'm a student of history. I'm an engineer, so I look at numbers. And the numbers are that I think the number that we got 16 players, if I'm not mistaken,
right,
for the people that we released. People that we released that generally we were not going to resign. We're not going to have an impact. Like you keep saying, Bob, we're in last place with these guys. So it's not like, you know, this is going to, that was going to change the world. And 16 players, to me, that's similar to the Ravens having 11 draft picks this past year, because chances are good that some of these guys are going to pan out down the road. They're all high draft picks. They're all from 2024. You have to believe some of these guys were probably people that Elias was looking at in last year's draft for us to begin with. So I have no problem with anything. I want to, being a student of history, I want to touch on this real quick, because as we know, none of the stuff happens in this day, this year, whatever. I go back to 2022 when we were still in rebuilding mode and it looked like it was going to still be another several years. And we had that run in 2022 where all of a sudden we got into contention. It changed Elias's strategy because he was getting heat because he was trying to make people think, tell people, hey, look, we're not ready yet. But yet he had to go out and make moves that he probably would not have otherwise made because he was getting so much pressure. Look, we're here. Let's do it now. And that has changed the whole trajectory over the last couple of years.
Well, he made that little snarky comment, too.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, we're not really in it. It's still. And then they won 10 in a row. There was a day in late August where they were actually a playoff team, had qualified for it. So we had to backtrack on that. And those trades, as you remember, Al, that he made in 22 – actually benefited the Orioles in the next couple of years, for sure.
Absolutely, and that's what it looked like. Hey, look, at this point, Bob, I'm looking for Dean Kramer to still be the salvation one piece that we got out of the Manny Machado trade that actually is going to pan out. You don't know. People were giving Rodgers a whole lot of grief last year. I looked at his history, and it's like, something's with this guy that he should still be able to pitch well. And I think we're seeing the results of that this year. The one thing I will take issue with you, Bob, is that Elias messing everything up last year. My take is that we were still in the throes of this ownership change. And I think he was under constraint for I don't have any misgivings about the fact that if he gets the green light from Rubenstein, I do believe he will spend money. I don't see why he wouldn't. It's not his purse strings. If Rubenstein says, I'm opening up my purse, go spend, he will. We don't know yet what Rubenstein's going to do. We really don't. When Angelos first came in as our owner, you remember in 95, we had the highest payroll in all of baseball, and everybody was all Peter Angelos. Yeah. Peter Angelos, best owner ever, didn't hire Scabs when they were talking about putting Scabs in. And then look what he turned into. We don't know yet what Rubenstein's going to be. So I still say Elias. I think this was brilliant yesterday. Right. I
appreciate the commentary, and we're coming up top of the hour. I think he had the green light to spend money last offseason. No doubt about it. And they gave Tyler O'Neill an interesting contract. And who knows how that's going to pan out, because he's playing really well for the last few games. But can he sustain it over the next couple of months? Can he stay healthy? If he stays healthy, he's going to help you. They were going to make Corbin Burns the highest paid pitcher annual salary in the history of baseball. He went, took less money to go to Arizona. So he had an opportunity to spend, as I've said 1,000 times, and anyone with a, almost cussed, anyone with a clue, they're never going to be the Dodgers. They're never going to be the Yankees. Angelos tried to live in that high rent district, and it brought them some level of success. Then he pumped the brakes when he had some bad signings that didn't pan out for him. I'm skeptical, with all due respect, Al, that Elias can get a blank check per se and go out and make prudent moves, especially when it comes to starting pitching, which is always a high risk maneuver. But now you have more magic beans. Can you flip them for controllable players that are already proven major leaguers? Can he do that as well? Hey, ball's in your court, Mike Elias. And we'll see how the Orioles play out this last couple of months. I don't see him quitting. I don't see him fading. They might lose because they're not good enough to win games, especially when it comes to the arms. But the offense right now looks like it could compete with anybody. I mean, they lost a game the other day where they scored 8 runs. That might be kind of the story of the next 2 months here for the Birds.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.